Hi, this is Pat Barry. I've got another story for you. If you're standing at site number one, which is the Warren Fishwheel site, and Warren was the operator of it, you can look out into the river and you'll see this structure. It looks kind of like a jetty, but it's kind of parallel to the bank. And the idea was it would divert the fish into this fish wheel. They would be scooped up, they would be dropped on a deck of some kind. And then the people who worked there would collect them and get them down river to the cannery. And there were dozens and dozens of fish wheels. The Warren fish wheel, you can really see the remnants of it, and with a little imagination, you can see how it works. Fish wheels were river-powered devices that captured salmon. So the device was powered by the river, which pushed it. It had open scoops on it. And as the salmon were coming upstream, this thing would scoop them out of the water like a Ferris wheel and drop them onto the deck. And some of them were land-based, some of them were on scows that could be moved. Fish wheels were terribly efficient at capturing salmon, so much so that I believe by the 1920s, I think they were outlawed in Oregon, and then in the 1930s, I believe they were outlawed in the state of Washington. So you can no longer use them on the Columbia River. But they were very effective, and they fed a lot of salmon to the canneries that were abundant at that time. The fish wheel itself is gone, but what you can see is this, it's like a peninsula in the water. It's a jetty type thing that you can see. And that was what the operators of the fish wheel used to direct the fish to the fish wheel. So you can see that remnant. And there was a battle between the people who operated the fish wheels and the people who used gill nets down below. And they were both accusing each other of decimating the salmon runs. And this is a long time ago. It was back in the 1930s, before any of the dams. And it turns out that the gill netters had more political clout, so they got the fish wheels banned. In fact, there's a great book called Fish Wheels on the Columbia.
If you'd like to see a scale model of a fish wheel, you can go to the Columbia Gorge Museum in Stevenson, where they have a rather large one. There's also a small model of one in the Fish Viewing Building at the Bonneville Dam Second Powerhouse.